From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. Coming up, we'll learn more about some important health information to see the solar eclipse safely. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. About 54 Urbana Middle School teachers called in sick on Monday to protest student misbehavior after a special education student got a severe neck injury at school. IPM education reporter Emily Hayes has more.
Seventh grade science teacher Kia Alexander Hayes says she can't disclose whether she participated in the sick out. But she told the Urbana School Board on Tuesday that one of her students pushed her in February and she is still recovering from the injury.
To me, it doesn't seem to be an acceptable risk to go to work or school and know that you may come home with a severe injury because that's just how it is in our building.
Urbana Middle School tightened its hall pass policy this week after the student injury and the teacher's sick out. Superintendent Jennifer Ivory Tatum says they will keep trying solutions until something works. The teachers' union president confirmed the sick out numbers and said the union did not organize it. I'm Emily Hayes with Illinois Public Media.
The Champaign-Urbana community is mourning the death of an educator who worked tirelessly to bring STEM education to Black neighborhoods. IPM's Reginald Hardwick has this remembrance.
William Patterson grew up with a supportive family in Urbana. However, living in an under-resourced neighborhood left him angry and without direction. 2 years after high school, he went to prison. Childhood friend Tracy Parsons says that's when Patterson began to change his life.
And he vowed, being in the jail cell, that he was going to be a difference maker.
Patterson eventually earned a PhD in education policy studies from the University of Illinois. Later, he brought a brightly colored, rehabilitated school bus called the Hip Hop Express to neighborhoods to teach children about careers in STEM using drones, race cars, and hip hop. Parsons says Patterson wanted Black children in particular to know their value.
He would always talk about kids who he was working with, that he was working and pushing hard, right? Raising expectation about who they could be, who they are, how gifted they were.
On Friday, Patterson was scheduled to be recognized at a reception for distinguished alumni of Champaign and Urbana schools. He was 58 years old. Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.
Illinois lawmakers have questions about the governor's proposed new agency focusing on young children. Alex Stegman reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's idea would move existing responsibilities like Head Start and daycare licensing into a new agency called the Department of Early Childhood. Pritzker requested $13 million next year to get it started, but Democratic State Representative Sue Shearer is worried.
It all comes out of tax revenue from taxpayers. So every dollar we spend on this, and I just need everyone to be aware of this, is a dollar we don't have to spend potentially on students and teacher salaries.
Legislation to create the new agency is still pending in the Illinois House. It's unclear how much money it will need every year once it's fully up and running in 2026. I'm Alex Stegman.
Evergreen Counseling and Coaching is concerned they may have to close down office locations after a cyber attack left many insurance providers unable to properly process claims and payments. The group protested on Monday at the Health Alliance building in Champaign before they were asked to leave. Brittany Homan is the clinical director for Evergreen.
This is about being able to continue to provide the services we provide to the community and be able to continue paying our employees. So I'm hopeful that this will help get us moving in the right direction.
Health Alliance did reach out to Evergreen to discuss a way to stave off any layoffs or closures temporarily with a loan. Evergreen says Health Alliance owes them over $90,000. The cyber attack targeted one of the largest medical IT companies in the U.S., Change Healthcare, on February 21st. Still to come, we'll learn some important health information to see the solar eclipse safely. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, the U.S. Postal Service is proposing changes to its system as it tries to save money and modernize its service. But opponents say those changes could slow down how quickly even mail sent within your city gets to your door. We'll talk about what postal workers and customers could expect. I'm Christine Herman. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Southern Illinois is one of the places where people will be able to see the moon totally block the sun during the April 8th solar eclipse. If you're preparing to do that, there's some important health information to do it safely. The checkup by Side Effects Public Media has more.
I'm Lizzie McGreevy, Community Engagement Specialist at Side Effects Public Media, and here with me is health reporter Darian Benson.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi, Darian. So the checkup question today is, how can I stay safe during the total solar eclipse? Many people, like myself, have been looking forward to this total solar eclipse since 2017 and before. But I know there are some precautions we should take. Like, is it true that you're not supposed to look at the sun at all during a total solar eclipse?
So you shouldn't look at the sun at any time, but there is a misconception that people should not look at the sun when the moon is fully blocking its light. Some people think that there are still harmful rays that can make their way and damage your eyes. But NASA says that's not true. People can look at the sun without protection during the few minutes when the moon fully blocks it. But remember, those are just under 4 minutes. Before and after this happens, people must use proper eye protection. The sun's surface is incredibly bright. If you stare at any part of it, even a little part, it produces enough light to damage the cells in your eyes that process light and help your brain understand the images you're looking at. It only takes a few seconds for damage to happen, and it can be permanent. I talked to Dr. Hin-Chiong, a clinical assistant professor of optometry at Indiana University, about this, and this is what he said.
You can think of the photoreceptor cells in the retina like little pixels on a TV screen. And so if you destroy or damage those little cells, it's like causing those pixels to go dark.
He says the cells don't regenerate. And the worst part of it is that you may feel fine at the moment, but it can take a few hours or even a few days after viewing the eclipse to realize the damage has happened.
So let's just say someone did look at the sun without proper safety measures. Are there certain symptoms people should look out for?
Some symptoms people should look out for include loss of central vision, distorted vision, headache, increased sensitivity to light, and changes in the way you see color. If you experience any of that, it's very important to see an ophthalmologist.
Okay, so I have seen my local grocery store selling solar eclipse glasses for under $2. And while this seems like a deal, I just need to know, is it the real deal?
Well, you have to look at them. Approved solar eclipse products have an ISO 12312 standard labeling on them. You can find these online or, like you said, in the grocery stores around the city. Before using the product, make sure there aren't any scratches or holes in them. And it's very important to note that this label is not on ordinary sunglasses because regular sunglasses are not strong enough to protect your eyes during an eclipse.
Okay, so I shouldn't use my regular sunglasses. What if I look at the eclipse through my smartphone or just a camera lens?
Well, according to NASA, you actually shouldn't do that. You also shouldn't look at it through things like binoculars or telescopes without proper filters. Also, this is a big event and there are a lot of activities around the state on April 8th outside, so it's really important to also wear sunscreen and stay hydrated.
I am really looking forward to safely experiencing the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Thank you for the great information and for the safety tips. If you, listeners, have any questions about our healthcare system, questions you're maybe too shy to ask your doctor, or general healthcare questions, please reach out to us. We'll be back with more health information at your next checkup. Stay safe.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health and based at WFYI. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be cloudy and breezy with a chance of rain or snow showers and a high of 40 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Reginald Hardwick, Alex Stegman, May Antar, and Darian Benson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.